a little bit of love goes a pretty long way. When psychology was invented. And there's a really old story about it, you know, it starting in Italy, and someone went to see the first psychologist and they said, I just feel sad. What should I do? And he said, well, when I feel sad, this is a psychologist, the first ever. He said, when I feel sad, I go down to the piazza and I see a clown down there called Giovanni, and that makes me feel happier. And the guy says, yeah, okay, that would work for most, but the problem is that I am Giovanni.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
And so often it's the person who's happy. It's the person who tells the jokes. It's the person who's up
Absolutely.
And buoyant. Mm-hmm. And they are hiding these sad and silent secrets. Talk Day is the most extraordinary thing for a publicly listed company to walk away nationally from advertising for a whole day. That's how important Triple M thinks it is. And just as a mate of a bloke who struggled and then yesterday made the ultimate decision, I can't think of anything that we do that's more important than this. So good on you, Triple M.
A couple of years ago when Danny Frawley, the captain of the St Kilda Football Club, he was my captain, my first ever captain of the St Kilda Footy Club, and an icon in the AFL world took his own life because of the circumstances of mental health. You know, when you look at somebody who was hard, tough, yeah, and also a leader and a character as well, to have all those dark days behind him. But you know what I found the most alarming during his funeral, sitting there at a packed house at St Kilda Hall with thousands of people there, with different people getting up to talk. I always felt, and through the whole funeral, I felt that he was going to walk back in.
Yeah, right.
I felt that he was going to walk back in and say, why has it got this far? Why, you know, we shouldn't be here. It shouldn't take somebody like myself to die to bring so many people together to talk about mental health. If you're in that situation right now, it should never come to this. And that's why we do No Talk Tay, because I think, you know, there's so many people out there that would feel exactly the same right now.
I have lost friends over things that they got paid out on. Not only have I got friends that have lost their lives, I also have mates that are isolated and they've removed themselves from social circles, even social circles of former footy teams.
Yeah, right.
And former cricket teams, because they couldn't handle, well, they did, and they shouldn't have to handle constant being picked on. Things like, I've got a mate that had a very unfortunate surname and he copped it relentlessly. It lent itself to ridicule and he took his life very sadly.
Oh, no.
Another one, a guy that I went to school with in primary school, Shane, he took his life because he got relentlessly bullied about, you know, what he looked like. He just looked a bit different.
I think everybody can relate to somebody who you've just mentioned, and that's why it is important for us not talking, but others to talk.